Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest club of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion.
What does the giraffe sound like?
Always the fashion at the club.
Wow.
In the world.
Great job on the sounds, Will. Appreciate that. Keeping it up. Welcome to the club. We are here. It's a Monday.
These almond roca bites are phenomenal.
You are turning into Isaac and Souk right in front of me. They nonstop eat that almond roca, and I think they've been doing it for months.
There was so much almond roca here. I can't tell you how much almond roca I've taken from the station.
I mean, they just put it in like a big old basket on the counter in the break kitchen. We've got a kitchen area.
We
that's
had a
our
popcorn at a point, like an almond roca popcorn that was circulating. It was so good.
Oh, man. Got lots planned for the club, but we had a text come in that I actually love this, so we can throw this into the club as well. Club question on the Vancouver Ford text line. You get to eat only the cuisine of one continent for an entire month. What do you choose? Now, I'm tempted to say, let's change this to country, because I do feel like continent is a little bit... Like, North America, you've got so many options that I don't feel like... You know, Mexico's food's going to jive with, like, the United States' options. Like, if I'm looking at, like, Europe, for instance, I can get, you know, Swedish food, Italian food, and all kinds of food rolled into one. So,
well, what's American food?
Like, yeah, that's also a good question. Apple pie and hot dogs?
Like, yeah.
Because that's actually a crappy... No thanks. If that's a representation for us, then I'd like something better.
Weren't wings, like, made in Buffalo? Like
Buffalo wings were, yes.
Okay, so there's wings...
So we got buffalo wings.
Yeah, that's we'd have to really talk about what American cuisine is. Because think about all the cool stuff that we love about America.
Yeah.
Pizza.
See,
Italian.
But
nachos. Mexican.
What is stuffed crust pizza? Because I am a massive...
It's still pizza.
Exactly, but it wasn't invented. Stuffed crust was not invented in Italy. It was invented in America. I believe Pizza Hut actually patented that, and that's... Why it took like 20 years for other companies to figure out the technology or pay the whatever, the fee to get the
sorry, the scientists at Pizza Hut created that?
Shut up.
Scientists at Pizza Hut.
They have food
R&D.
Scientists.
That's right. They engineered it. You're right. The scientists.
There are literal food scientists that they employ.
Please address the scientists on Scientist Day.
You know what, dude?
All right, man.
They have to have biotech degrees to do that job. They are scientists.
Yeah, I'm sure the kid in high school has a biotech degree. I'm sure Steve, working down at the local Pizza Hut, is killing it in the science department.
I'm talking about the food scientist.
Probably working his way through school.
There's a lot of potheads then that are claiming science to be scientists.
I know some really smart potheads, though. Super smart. Probably could be a scientist.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk.
There you go. That's one.
He's not a pothead. Sure. He smoked a joint once or a blunt once on Joe Rogan's
in the
podcast.
70s. He'd be classified reefer madness, bro.
Wait.
Read up, man.
I've seen the documentary from the 30s, Reefer Madness, but I don't know what you're talking about. Other than that,
scientists wouldn't do that.
Watch the movie. I don't even know. You're going right over my head with this.
No,
dude.
He wouldn't use performance enhancers like that. No self-respecting scientist would do that.
Do you think weed is considered a performance enhancer for scientists?
Well, in general, I
depends
don't think it is.
Depends on the science.
To quote
we've all got a little bit smarter, asked ourselves a few questions that we maybe wouldn't have asked ourselves otherwise if we weren't
The food sciences, I would agree, that would be an improvement.
There was a joke by Robin Williams, rest in peace, one of his very funny stand-up bits, talking about, I can't remember the name of the Olympian snowboarder, but he had his gold medal taken away from him because of a marijuana test. And I remember Robin kind of just leaning into like, no, that's absolutely by no means a performance enhancer unless there's a chocolate bar that's like gigantic size at the bottom of the run or something. There's no way that's an actual performance enhancer. I mean, I guess by that stress, like NBA guys smoking weed because they don't test for that now in the NBA and NFL. That's a technical performance enhancer, right?
Is it?
It's not.
Because hooping would make it harder depending on who you are.
Well, that's the thing. Some people, we're all different, right? There's no standard level here, so.
I've tried to play stoned one time in my life, a couple times in my life, and it was awful. Like, god awful. Like, the worst basketball player you ever want to see in your life when I was stoned. There are some people that, man, they play so much better. I have a buddy who was like, man, everything slows down for me. And I was like, that's crazy because
that's good for you.
Everything slows down for me, but I'm going slow with it, so it doesn't help.
I feel like he just has talent because that's happened. I've had those moments where I'm on the court where like maybe once or twice in my life everything slowed down. And it was just because like it all came together for me. And I'm like, is this how pro athletes feel all the time?
Playing with those seventh graders at the park, man. You know what I'm saying? Got on the court and everything was just slow motion for me. It'd be like that.
Oh, what, with the seventh graders? You're like Dwight Schrute knocking out those kids in the dojo?
Absolutely.
My God.
Absolutely. You shouldn't have came over here to play.
So I don't really know as far as continents and food what I'd pick. One texter says it's Asia, and it's not close, that there would be a lot of good options there. That you're not wrong.
I'm thinking about Asia is
sushi.
We're going to go ahead and just eliminate Europe now. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
No Italian?
Well, see, but that's that. I would love Italian, and I guess I don't know what's the fair in Amsterdam. What do they eat there? Because you can go there and smoke. That's a positive.
Well, and
but I don't know what the cuisine is.
What are they known for in
Germany?
What are they known for in the Netherlands?
Weed and prostitutes. I don't know what the food. I don't think they're known for food.
Sign me up for the Netherlands.
I was like, I don't think those are foods.
Well it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, one of them kind of could be considered if you're depending. I don't know. No, but the Italian thing, I do love. I'd love some good pizza, but I love stuffed crust pizza. And I grew up, that's probably still my favorite food to this day, other than like maybe a good chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah,
chicken stuffed with blue cheese and ham, or cheese and ham, whichever you want to do. Yummy.
I'd probably end up going South America. I mean, I feel like there'll be some pretty good food. Anytime I've been, you know, South America, it's food has been awesome. So that's the one worry that I never had. I was in Europe and lost weight because I couldn't. I was in London. It was like everything was gross.
No dino nuggies?
No. Then got to Germany and everything was equally as gross, at least just for me. Not saying all the food is nasty, but at least for me it was. I'm probably going to go ahead and say South America.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Does Mexico, is that like Central America? Are we doing that?
No, that's not a continent. It's North. See, this is what I'm saying. This comes
first
the problem.
First, we have to go through the continents again. So.
No, there is no Central American continent.
I know, but people talk about North, South, and Central America because there is a clear difference between Canada and Mexico.
I guess Mexico is still considered North America.
Yeah, so if we're saying like North America, you're cutting the line off down at like Panama or whatever, then I'm taking North American food because I love Mexican food. I love buffalo wings. Like, I love those types of foods. Totally cool with it. Let's stay there. But if you're saying, like, hey, we're going to split it into Central America, well, then I'm going to go to Central America. I want the Latin American food.
So I guess that's the big question is, like, what we're trying to figure out. What is American food? Like, something that we can say it's, like,
large
not,
pretzels?
Not, yeah, every...
But pretzels are German,
aren't
they?
No, everything for America is done in bulk, in excess. So everything is that much bigger. You know, we've seen all those things to where it's like, oh, I went to a KFC in Japan, and this is what I got. This was their large, which was a 12-ounce cup.
Here,
and then American's large is a 64-ounce cup, you know, so.
Did we get barbecue? We got to get barbecue.
We have to get barbecue.
And like buffalo wings.
Who invented barbecue? Like which country invented barbecue?
Well, I mean, there's Korean barbecue, but there's a clear line of delineation barbecue.
Which continent
and
was the first
barbecue
to put fire to meat?
We have
and
it.
Say this is barbecue.
Back then, I don't know who first called it barbecue.
We got to figure it out.
But we've got at least four different types. No, I think four actually. Four types of barbecue here in these United States. You got like Kentucky or Carolina barbecue, Texas barbecue. I think Kentucky Sweet Barbecue.
Nashville,
yeah. I think the Kentucky one might be wrong.
Or Memphis.
Memphis is that other one. And one's got a little vinegary. I think that's the Carolina one, a little vinegary flavor.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, Texas, I believe it's just straight barbecue as you can get. And then the sweeter one would be like it's not Kentucky. I got to look that up. But yeah, Memphis, I believe, has a little bit of spice in that barbecue.
Yeah, a little dry rub and stuff like that. So if barbecue is, I'm sitting here now as I'm searching through my phone trying to figure out a good soul food. I haven't had it for a minute, but like, what's a good soul food spot? What's a good barbecue spot to go to right now? And everywhere is freaking closed. It's Monday. I'm like, why are we closed right now at 5 o'clock, 6
it's
o'clock?
Kansas City barbecue instead of
Kansas
Kentucky
City
barbecue. That's
Kansas
what I'm
City barbecue
at
is fire.
Yeah. Haven't had Kansas City barbecue. Haven't had authentic Kansas City barbecue, like in Kansas City. However, you know, been able to have some pretty much everywhere else.
One of the lucky natures of being a Central Washington Wildcat was I did play down in Kansas City a couple times.
Oh.
Great barbecue. That's where I discovered burnt ends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So over. I'll tell you what, though. Don't go to an Irish pub and order the brisket. It's a different brisket.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not your American-style brisket. Vancouver 4 text line saying, actually, some very helpful tips about, like, countries and food. American steak and potatoes, burgers and dogs, I would agree. What about Thanksgiving dinner
Aren't
for American
burgers
food?
Burgers from, like, Hamburg or something like that?
I thought that the sandwich was first invented, because the hamburger didn't come out until the sandwich. And the sandwich was invented in the Sandwich Islands, which are Hawaii. So that was, I think, in, like, the 15 or 1600s. So the burger came at some point after that. There's an old spot in Connecticut, I believe, that claims they served one of the first burgers in America,
yeah.
Or some of the first burgers.
I saw how they made it.
Yeah.
Trash. Oh. No thanks.
Yeah, it does look a little, I need a little bit of sauce on that. I don't need just your flavors and your onions. No thanks.
Yeah,
and I'm a no onions guy for my burger, by the way.
Let's just put some mustard on here, and that's a burger. No thank you.
Slow-smoked American barbecue has its roots in West Africa, according to the Vancouver 4 text line. That is something I did not know.
It's not shocking, though.
No, but it is not shocking at all. My wife is Dutch. They love black licorice, pickled herring, and kale. Nothing to write home about. Yeah, Dutch is out. Dutch food is out.
Yeah, no, thank you. You lost me when you said black licorice. I can do with the pickled herring. Black licorice, hard pass.
All right, we'll continue this yummy food talk and get into the Southwest Airlines' possible change of their boarding process. Could they be getting rid of open seating? That's something that would be a big blow to the airline industry. We'll get to that next in the club here on Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.